From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our program. We're turning to the Word of God again this evening, and we're glad that you have joined us as we study it together. John chapter 19, the verse 28, occupies us still. It's the fifth cry of Christ upon the cross, the cry of thirst. We'll be concluding this evening this study of the fifth cry, and then we'll move on next week in the will of God to the sixth cry. Do remember that we're offering a new book this month to our listeners. It's called The Things Which Shall Be Hereafter. It's a book that sets forth the various prophecies of the return of Christ and the events that surround it, but it sets them forth using the words of Scripture themselves in the order in which these events will take place. It is a very informative and helpful book for those anxious to study this particular part of God's revelation. As we say, we're offering it free. And we're still continuing to offer our own book, The Shadow of the Antichrist, which is a commentary on the book of the Revelation. I'll be reading an extract from that book in just a moment. So please get your Bible ready at John chapter 19, as we will be turning to that in a moment or two. Thank you for writing to us. Anyone who does write, we like to send them, as well as any of the items of literature that they request, a copy of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, a magazine for our radio listeners. It has many interesting articles that I'm sure will prove a benefit to all. I'm also offering a sermon tape called Trapped and Time Running Out. It's a message we preached just after the news of the Russian submarine which sunk in the Barents Sea was released to the world. It was preached just before the full horror of that dreadful accident was revealed. And using that event, we illustrate the solemn realities of eternity. So, send for those various items. We'll be happy to pass them on to you. Here's the extract then from Revelation. We're continuing to read from our comments, which we make upon the chapters 8 and 9 of the book of the Revelation. The third division of the chapter, an invasion from hell. This triple woe, pronounced by the angel, indicates a significant new phase of the judgments as their severity increases. The Lord no longer confines himself to using natural forces as instruments of judgment. Now he releases the powers of hell upon men. It should be noticed also that men are now the only target of judgment. And it was commanded that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And their power was to hurt men 5 months, for to slay the third part of men. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouth. Revelation chapter 9, verses 4, 10, 15, and 18. Firstly, the likeness of these invaders. Verses 7 to 10. They are described as warlike locusts. Verse 7. What an image of furious activity. Both creatures are noted for fury and ferocity. The war horse is described in Job 39:19 to 25 as a creature without fear.
against the locust man, even modern man has no defense. They wear crowns of gold, verse 7. Unto them was given power, verses 3, 5, and 10. The word power means that they had the authority as well as the ability to hurt men. They could not be resisted by men, for they had a divinely given jurisdiction over their victims. They have faces like men, verse 7. The idea suggested is that of intelligence. They would deceive men all the more easily, being given the knowledge of men. They have hair like women, verse 8. Men with long female-like hairstyles have become part of the gender confusion in which modern society indulges. It speaks of effeminacy and sensuality. If the shaven head in the Old Testament times was a symbol of mourning, then the opposite surely denotes revelry. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation in high places, for the Lord hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. Jeremiah 7:29. The Grecian and Roman empires, in keeping with former empires, came to an end in a wave of wanton seeking after the gratifications of the flesh. The same spirit will manifest itself to an unparalleled degree in the last days of this age. That was a reading from the book The Shadow of the Antichrist, a commentary on the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation. Remember to send for your free copy. You have but to write to us or call us on the number that will be given at the end of our program. Now please turn to John chapter 19 and the verse 28 for our final look at the fifth cry of Christ on the cross. We're reading from the verse 28 of John chapter 19. Do please turn now in your Bible. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And he bowed his head, and gave up the ghost. In our concluding consideration of what is written in these verses, I want to underscore a very important doctrine about our Saviour, the Lord Jesus, that these verses set forth. And that important doctrine is the humanity of the Lord Jesus. The person of Christ is not for human speculation. There's a lot of matters concerning the Saviour and his glorious person that really are beyond our understanding. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 and the verse 16, the Apostle Paul wrote these words, And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Great is the mystery of godliness. The word mystery means to shut the mouth. It is something that we know nothing about. We cannot pontificate upon. We have but to receive what the Bible has to say about the Savior. These verses teach the humanity of the Lord Jesus. He thirsted. Prophecy identified the twofold nature of the Lord Jesus Christ in Isaiah chapter 9 and the verse 6. The divine nature of the Lord Jesus is set forth. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That leaves no doubt in our minds as to the divinity of the Lord Jesus. But another prophecy concerning Christ sets forth his humanity. Isaiah chapter 53 and the verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. This same truth concerning the humanity of Christ is set down for us in the New Testament in Philippians chapter 2 and the verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And the humanity of the Lord Jesus is set forth very clearly in the words of this fifth cry, I thirst. Throughout his life among men, the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated his humanity. In Luke chapter 2 and the verse 52, we read of him growing as a youth into full manhood. In Matthew chapter 4 and the verse 2, we find him hungering. In Mark chapter 4, the verse 38, he sleeps in weariness. In John chapter 11 and the verse 35, we have him weeping at the grave of Lazarus. Here we find the Savior thirsting. Because of this, the Lord Jesus is able to sympathize with us in our sufferings. Let me just close by pointing out to you the importance of the Holy Scriptures to the Lord Jesus. He knew that all things were now accomplished. He knew what the Word of God had to say regarding himself, and he knew that he had accomplished every one of the prophecies. To the very last, he was in submission to the Word of God. Is this not an example for us? Dear Christian, ought we not to do even as our Savior was doing in his final moments on the cross? Submit ourselves to the Word of God. May it be our constant study to find out what is God's will for us in his Word, and to submit our lives to that Word. God bless you. We look forward to meeting you again next week.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.